Welcome to Shrouded in Mystery. My name is Anya, and today we will be discussing the Bermuda Triangle and all the disappearances associated with it. The Bermuda Triangle has been cloaked in mystery for years, and many aircraft and ships have disappeared under mysterious circumstances. Also known as the Devil's Triangle or Hurricane Alley, it is a loosely defined region in the western part of the Northern Atlantic Ocean. And the most heavily traveled shipping lane, with ports in the Americas, Europe, and the Caribbean islands. The region is regularly sailed through, and commercial or privately owned aircraft routinely fly over. This region spans from Miami, Florida, to San Juan, Puerto Rico, to the Bermuda Island, and is roughly 500,000 to 1,510,000 square miles. Some say it stretches as far as the Irish coast, but most keep it to this area. Many have speculated what happens within the triangle, and most come to the conclusion it is the work of the paranormal or the activity of extraterrestrial beings. Those who believe have written and documented any evidence and significant percentage of the incidents. But when new evidence is released, those who don't believe release evidence that it was spurious, inaccurately reported, or embellished. The earliest suggestion of any unusual disappearances was on September 17, 1950. Then 2 years later, the magazine Fate published George Sand's article called Sea Mystery at Our Back Door. It covered the loss of several planes and ships, but notably the loss of Flight 19 from December 5, 1945. Flight 19 was a group of five TBM Avenger torpedo bombers on a training mission. Their flight plan was to fly east from Fort Lauderdale for 141 miles, then turn north for 73 miles, then make the return flight back to the base. But they never returned. Sand's article explained that there could have been a navigational error or they ran out of fuel. Sand also recorded that a search and rescue was sent on the PBM Mariner, deployed with a 13-member crew, but this aircraft also disappeared. It was reported that a tanker saw an explosion off the coast and observed a widespread slick of oil when they looked for any survivors. They were unable to find anyone as weather became stormy. Sand did note that the Mariner had a history of explosions due to vapor leaks, and especially when it was heavily loaded with fuel. Sand was the first to lay out the triangle and to suggest a supernatural element. Flight 19 would be discussed in two later magazines, American Legion by the author Alan W. Eckert, who also provided a supernatural mindset, and the Argosy, in February of 1964, with the author Vincent Gaddis. Eckert would quote the flight leader from Flight 19 that was recorded before they disappeared. He would say, quote, "We are entering white water. Nothing seems right. We don't know where we are. The water is green, no white," end quote. Eckert would also quote a Navy Board of Inquiry who would say that the planes, quote, "flew off to Mars," end quote. Gaddis would write about Flight 19 and others in his article, The Deadly Bermuda Triangle. He would write that they were part of a strange pattern of events in the region and later expand on this in his book, Invisible Horizons. Over the years, other writers elaborated on the same supernatural elements, including John Wallace Spencer with Limbo of the Lost in 1973, Charles Berlitz with the Bermuda Triangle in 1974, and Richard Weiner with the Devil's Triangle also in 1974. Like with anything, there were skeptics with the legend. One that stands out is Larry Kusch, who wrote The Bermuda Triangle Mystery, Solved, in 1975. In this, he explained that Gaddis exaggerated incidents and provided dubious or exaggerated and unverifiable evidence. Kusch researched a number of inaccuracies and inconsistencies, including Berlitz's accounts and statements of eyewitnesses, participants, or others involved in the initial incidents. Kusch also included any pertinent information that went unreported, like the disappearance of Donald Crowhurst, a round-the-world yachtsman. Berlitz presented this as a mystery despite all the evidence to the contrary, and he even recounted the loss as missing 3 days out of the Atlantic port when Crowhurst went missing out of the Pacific port. Kusch concluded that the number of ships and aircraft reported missing was not significantly greater than any other part of the ocean, and that the area was frequented by tropical cyclones, which this meant it was neither disproportionate nor mysterious. This showed that Berlitz and other writers failed to mention any storms when meteorological findings would prove otherwise. They exaggerated the numbers, missed ship logs, or reported they never returned. Kusch even reported that some instances never happened, like a plane crash in 1973 off of Daytona Beach. Other writers said this happened in front of hundreds of witnesses, but the local papers didn't reveal anything. Kusch stated that the Bermuda Triangle was nothing but a manufactured mystery, made use of misconceptions, faulty reasoning, and sensationalization. Even the Coast Guard was officially skeptical. They began to collect and publish all documentation that contradicted many incidences, including the 1972 explosion and sinking of the tanker V.A. Fogg that sank off the coast of Texas. The Coast Guard photographed the wreck and recovered several bodies, but one author wrote that the bodies mysteriously vanished, except for the captain, who was apparently found clutching a coffee cup and sitting at his desk in his cabin. There had been many different theories, mostly paranormal or supernatural, including leftover technology from the lost city of Atlantis to a submerged road leading to Atlantis itself. This road is called the Bahimini Road. It was discovered in 1968 off the Bonini Island in the Bahamas. Another supernatural element is the 2012 discovery of the Crystal Pyramid. The pyramid was found by a Dr. Meyer Verlag, an oceanographer and said to use, quote, technology unknown to modern science, end quote. The pyramid is said to be 2,000 meters below sea level and is 3 times the height of the Great Pyramid of Giza, which is 481.4 feet high, and is made of a smooth crystal-like substance. Verlag even reported the exact coordinates of this structure at a press conference in the Bahamas. The only issue is that Verlag doesn't exist, and most claims are patently untrue. Other theories are natural as well. Everything can be explained through science. Compass variations or unusual local magnetic anomalies may be the reason. Magnetic variations, like in ships and planes, can respond to the magnetic poles. The compass north and the true north are the same in only a few places. Like found in 2000, one of these places is the line from Wisconsin to the Gulf of Mexico. Another natural explanation is a Gulf Stream. This major surface current is driven by global density gradients and created by surface heat and freshwater fluxes. The stream originates in the Gulf of Mexico and flows through the Straits of Florida into the Atlantic. It's almost like a river in an ocean that if a small plane landed in the water or a small boat with engine trouble, could be possibly swept away. Human error and violent weather are one of the most cited explanations. Human error could have caused a businessman, Harvey Conover, to lose his sailing yacht, Revenach, as he sailed into the teeth in the south of Florida in January of 1958. Hurricanes also form in the area and can cause accidents, like the first recorded instance of a destructive hurricane, the sinking of the Francisco de Bobadilla, Spain's fleet, in 1502. This area is also present of large fields of methane bubbles on the continental shelves. These periodic methane eruptions, or mud volcanoes, can produce regions of frothy waters that can allow the buoyancy of ships. This was proven by Australians that bubbles can sink a ship model by decreasing the density of the water. This area has had many accidents over the years, but some of the most notable ones have happened between 1918 to 1963. March 4th, 1918 was the single largest loss of life in U.S. Navy history with the USS Cyclops. It was said that one engine went out of action and a crew of 309 went missing without a trace. There was no strong evidence of a supernatural reason, as there were storms possibly causing capsizing and even wartime enemy activity. This time was near the end of World War I, and even two other ships were lost in the North Atlantic. Cyclops' sister ships, the Proteus and Nersis, were lost while carrying heavy loads of metallic ore and had structural failure due to overloading with the dense cargo. Next was the Carol A. Deering on January 31st, 1921. The Deering was found hard aground and abandoned near Diamond Shoals, North Carolina. It was a five-masted schooner built in 1919, and there was many theories including piracy, illegal rum-running trade as this was during the Prohibition, or something that involved the Hewitt, who also had disappeared around the same time. The weird part is that hours later after the Deering was found, an unknown steamer was sailing near the lighthouse on shore along the track of the Deering, but ignored all signs or signals from the lighthouse itself. Many do speculate that the unknown ship was actually the Hewitt, and that the Hewitt was possibly involved. There was two planes that disappeared within a year of each other, the Star Tiger and Star Ariel. Star Tiger disappeared on January 30th, 1948, on a flight from Azores, Portugal, to Bermuda, and the Star Ariel disappeared on January 17th, 1949, on a flight from Bermuda to Kingston, Jamaica. Both planes were passenger aircraft operated by the British South American Airways and operated a very limited range, and the slightest error or fault in the equipment could be problematic, causing for its disappearances. Before the Tiger disappeared, there was the Douglas DC-3, or number NC-16002. On December 28, 1948. It was a propeller-driven airline flying from San Juan, Puerto Rico to Miami, Florida. There was no trace of the plane or its 32 passengers. Even the Civil Aeronautics Board investigation found no evidence or information for its disappearance. The Cana Maria IV was a pleasure yacht found adrift in the Atlantic, south of Bermuda on September 26, 1955. The crew vanished while the yacht survived at sea during three hurricanes. The 1955 Atlantic hurricane season shows Hurricane Ione passing between the 14th and the 18th of September. Bermuda Island was affected by winds that were almost gale force. And a letter from Mr. G.E. Chandler of Barbados stated that the morning of September 22nd, the yacht was trying to land a heavy mooring in the open water away from a rip current in Carlisle Bay. They continued to strengthen the mooring due to the hurricane and added two more anchors to weigh them down. The letter even described Hurricane Janet that was going through at the time as awe-inspiring and dangerous. An investigation later on revealed that the yacht had been dragged by its moorings and had gone to sea. The last notable incident was in August of 1963 with the KC-135 Strato tankers. Two pair of planes collided and crashed into the Atlantic 300 miles west of Bermuda. Although they collided, there was two distinct crash sites separated by over 160 miles of water. In an unclassified version of the report, a search and rescue ship did examine the debris fields of the second crash site, but only found a mass of seaweed and driftwood tangled in an old buoy. Nothing from the ships, or from the planes. The mystery of the Bermuda Triangle is something that will probably never be explained, like the lost colony of Roanoke. There are multiple theories that could account for the mystery. Personally, I'd like to believe that it could be a gateway to another dimension, and as soon as you enter into one side of this triangle, you're transported into something else, causing for the disappearances. But more logically, the Gulf Stream or magnetic fields could be a good reason. The magnetic field can disrupt the electronics on ships and planes, and then the Gulf Stream or methane bubbles can take them away or sink them. As most of the ocean is undiscovered, we may never really know what truly is going on within the Bermuda Triangle. Only speculations. Thank you for joining me today about the Bermuda Triangle and the mysterious circumstances of all its disappearances. Please join me next week for another story of mystery. See you next time!